Imagine a simple one-adult household with two children. The mother struggles with alcohol, which she used starting at a young age to deal with childhood trauma. She is holding down a job but can't afford childcare, so the two kids are raising themselves, while the younger child lives with an undiagnosed learning disability, and the older one skips so many days of school due to lack of adult supervision that his odds of graduating from high school or getting any education beyond that are shrinking by the day. One of the boy's teachers has taken it upon herself to try to get the family the help they need, but where is she to go? While there is no shortage of organizations offering aspects of mental health care in Wichita, finding a way to assemble a full range of the programs this family needs runs the risk of each of the three family members being sent to different centers throughout the city and county on different schedules and with no reliable transportation to make those appointments. In addition, there is no process or technology in place to allow the various organizations to communicate with one another about who is receiving what type of care, when, where, or by whom. The result is expensive duplication of resources at some points in the care plan and gaps in vital services at others. This family alone required substance use counseling, parenting classes, supported employment, case management, housing services, and more. So the next time you seek care for a family member or employee, make sure the care provider is able to accommodate the full breadth of services that the individual might need. For KMUW, I'm Eric Littweiler.